Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the race book? South Point Casino's Racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the Racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our Racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Horse players, join the National Handicapping Championship Tour and take the first step at becoming a legend. For as little as $50 annually, your NHC Tour membership opens the door to qualifying for the world's richest and most prestigious handicapping tournament of the year, the National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. The year-long series of NTRA-sanctioned qualifying tournaments held at racetracks, off-track betting facilities, horse racing and handicapping websites, and casino racebooks send the top qualifiers to the national finals. To win an entry into the NHC, you must be a Tour member. So sign up today at NTRA.com and get qualified for the 2027 NHC. The winner will receive $1 million. The National Horse Players Championship, where millions of dollars are won and Eclipse champions are crowned. Have you heard the news? You can get free Formulator Pass performances with TRF Bets. Sign up to get the best bonus in racing with a $250 deposit match and a $10 free bet, plus free Formulator Pass performances. Enjoy all the perks of using Formulator with projected odds, trainer patterns, race and horse notes, replays, and more. Never pay for past performances again. Just use the promo code WINNING when you register at drf.com/bet. That's winning at drf.com/bet. It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Los Alamitos. Live daytime thoroughbred racing is back at the L.A. County Fair Meet at Los Alamitos through July 5th. By South Point Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. By Daily Racing Form, exclusive past performance content provider for Thoroughbred L.A. By Legacy Ranch, get your horses started right at Legacy Ranch. And by HorseBills.com. Enjoy billing made easy through HorseBills.com. By the Pamplemousse Grill. Make plans now for the ultimate dining experience when you visit Del Mar this summer. See you at the Pamplemousse Grill. By the OC Tavern. Satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own a cowbred. By the Ragazin Sheets. The most effective handicapping tool available. Get the sheets. By the Gasland Tavern, satellite wagering is now available in downtown San Diego. By the National Thoroughbred Racing Association, join the NHC Tour and win your way to the 2027 National Handicappers Championship in Las Vegas. By Los Alamitos Night Quarter Horse Racing, sometimes your best day of racing is at night. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com, selections from Southern California and key race meets across the country each racing day. And by the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona, where every horse player gets the VIP treatment. And now, here are your hosts, Bob Ike and John Lindo.
And good morning and welcome to a Saturday edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Lindo. We've decided to turn out Bob Ike for a week, give him a little bit of a freshening. He'll be back for the last couple of weeks of this Los Alamitos LA County Fair Meet and going right into Del Mar. So Bob gets a well-deserved week off. A lot going on this weekend for what looked like a quiet weekend on paper. We've got the opening this weekend of the LA County Fair Meet at Los Alamitos. 9 races today. First post time is 1 p.m. Featured races, the Bertrando Stakes, goes as the 9th and final on the card. That's for cowbreds, and we will talk to Bob Mazursky about that in our second segment. biggest race of the, in the nation this week is for the three-year-olds. It's a derby. It's the Ohio Derby. It's a Grade 3 event, but the purse is $500,000. There are the California connections in there. Amiciel Jaramillo rides Robusta for trainer Doug O'Neill. He's in the race. Kazushi Kimura out from Los Alamitos out to Ohio today to ride Trendsetter in the Ohio Derby for Ben Colebrook. And Bob Baffert sends Texas Derby winner Desert Gate out to the Ohio Derby. He'll be ridden by Flavian Pratt. We'll talk to Scott Shapiro about the Ohio Derby later on the card in the show here. As far as other things going on, the big news for the week has been generated out at Royal Ascot in England, a five-day meet of top-class racing. Probably the most prestigious, interesting race on so far on Thursday, the Ascot Gold Cup, 2.5 miles. Scandinavia gets up to win by a nose over Trawlerman, trained by Aidan O'Brien. That was his 100th win at Royal Ascot. When you consider it's a five-day meet, and it takes a long time to come up with 100 wins. Congratulations to the Aidan O'Brien stable. Trawlerman, chained by John and Thaddy Gosden, ran way too good to lose. Just a terrific race. Hopefully we will see one or both of those horses in North America later this year. As far as California connections out there, on Friday, the fifth race at Royal Ascot was the Sandringham Handicap. Green Garcia was the winner for California ownership. Rancho Temescal, one of the part owners of that, as well as Farfellow Farms, who have, both of those ownership groups have raced in California for decades. Congratulations to them. And as far as the people, how about Juan Hernandez winning his first race at Royal Ascot? He was aboard Baccio for Wesley Ward in Friday's seventh race. That was the Palace of Holyrood House. It was a handicap race. They won the seventh race in wire-to-wire fashion. So congratulations to the California Connections, Juan Hernandez, and the owners, Rancho Temescal and Farfellow Farms, getting the job done at the prestigious Royal Ascot meet. Other news of note, another Heisa suspension. This one is for Junior Alvarado aboard Chief Wallaby in the Belmont Stakes. Apparently he was two strikes over the six-hit limit with their riding crops. He picked up a fine of $3,000. Since it was his third offense in 180 days, he got that $3,000 fine, and he will sit out 3 days starting tomorrow. The suspension ends June the 26th, and that's a good thing because next Saturday, June the 27th, Sovereignty is supposed to run in the Stephen Foster against Baeza and White Abario. And, just a top-class field. It's a $2 million race. Entries are being taken today for the Stephen Foster, so Junior Alvarado will be fresh and ready to go sitting out 3 days because of Heisa whip suspension. So that's some of the news going on around the country. Coming out here back to California, before we talk about Del Mar in our second segment, wanted to get an update on what's going on getting ready for the Del Mar meet. We're less than a month away from the opening of Del Mar on July the 17th. And to do that, we're going to bring in our friend, Racing Secretary David Jerkins from Del Mar. David, good morning, and welcome to Thoroughbred LA.
Good morning, John.
Hey, I wanted to check in with you on a couple of things. First of all, how is the horse population looking for Del Mar as you're getting ready to go?
Well, I think before we get into that, just to touch on last year where we saw increases in field size, we saw chip and win participation increase by 18%. We had a safe meet. We were thrilled with the results from last season. We're looking to continue that again. As you know, we've kept the standard pretty high out here in Del Mar, especially the last few years. So as it looks, about less than a month away from opening day, population, stall allocation numbers, pretty much resemble last season.
Well, you mentioned that the ship and win participation was up significantly last year. We're already seeing some of the benefits of that program in play. Trainer Sean Williams has already started a couple horses at Santa Anita, which you are allowed to do for the Del Mar Ship and Win program. And he got the money last Friday with a horse named Getting By. This is an Arkansas bred who won a starter allowance race over at Santa Anita last Friday. The purse on that was $22,200 to the winner, but because it was a dirt race, as I understand the ship and win rules, he picks up another 50% in purse money for that win?
Right. I mean, as you've mentioned, Chip and Win, it's definitely a lucrative program, John, and it keeps us competitive with the racetracks across the country that have supplemental purse funding. You know, when you do the math, for example, a 25-claimer at Del Mar, when you factor in, you know, the 50% purse bonus, is running for almost $65,000. That's pretty lucrative. So, again, Ship and Win program, we've had individual trainers and owners take advantage of it. A lot of our local trainers definitely have benefited, as well as our owners. So we're hoping to see similar results this summer.
Well, that's fantastic. I mentioned the 50% purse bonus. The owners of Getting By also will get a $5,000 travel stipend for coming out to California. So you can see how this works, and there's still basically a month to come up with some horses from out of state, bring them in, and get ready to go for the Ship and Win. As far as what's happening opening day, the opening day stakes is always the Oceanside Stakes, David. And for years, it's been what we call a restricted stakes race. It was limited to horses that had not won a stakes race or a certain purse level going two turns on the grass. And the conditions have changed this year.
Right. We looked at our three-year-old turf program. As you know, over the years, we've offered three-year-old turf stakes races. We've really struggled the last few years with the La Jolla Stakes, which has been the one in the middle of the Oceanside and the Del Mar Derby. There's increased competition, you know, all over the country for grass races that time of the year. So we looked at the Oceanside and we decided to boost the purse, lift the restrictions, and put the La Jolla on hiatus. So the Oceanside will serve as a prep for the Del Mar Derby later in the meet. We feel that we're getting some positive feedback on that decision. It's always a popular race. People want to run on opening day. It's very close to being graded. We hope to get it graded, you know, in the next year or two. And we're expecting a full field. You know, we're going to run 10 races on opening day, and we take entries on July 11th, and we're ready to go.
You know, as far as stall applications, any new barns that we can expect to see at Del Mar this summer?
We do have about a half a dozen stables that have applied from elsewhere, highlighted by Brian Lynch. I mean, one thing to add, it really, to ship horses across the country really is challenging from many different angles. I think there's horsemen across the country that really want to come to Del Mar, but it's, you know, do you have the horse inventory that fits? Do you have the help, most importantly, that is going to move across the country? So it becomes a challenge. This time of year, I kind of hold my breath just to make sure that, you know, the individuals that applied are still planning on shipping out here. But we're going to have Chris Davis from Kentucky, Brian Lynch, I mentioned, two trainers from South Florida as well. You know, there's still some others that are considering it, but like I said, there's a lot of logistics involved, a lot of factors that go into it. But we're optimistic that we're going to see some new barns here this summer.
Well, I know it's not a project you just work on during the summer. It's a year-round deal to try and get horses and horsemen to come out to California and support our meets, and it's worked for a number of years now, David. So, you know, I wish you the best of luck on that. I look forward to seeing a Brian Lynch stable and some of the other places and people out there. And it just kind of refreshes the races. You know, you kind of see the same thing over and over again. When you get these horses coming in from all over the place, it's fun for us, the horse players, because it's races that we haven't seen, you know, in the last 4 weeks.
Right, exactly. When you know, scroll through the PTs and you see horses coming from elsewhere, it adds a different dynamic to our races. We're trying to, you know, have depth in our fields again this summer, where we offer competitive racing, which we've done. One thing that, you know, we struggled with last year that we're trying to address is the two-year-old dirt situation. You know, we struggled with some two-year-old stakes races. We're going to offer some auction-style two-year-old races with the idea to just break more maidens to try to support races like the Espal and the Del Mar Futurity down the line. So last year we showed increases in pretty much all levels other than, you know, some of the dirt two-year-old categories, and and we're hoping to address that this summer.
Well, I know you guys will do your best. I look forward to it. I can't wait to see you down there at Del Mar. We'll let you get going now. We'll look for those those nominations to come out for the Oceanside Stakes. When are nominations due for opening day?
July 9th, so right around the corner.
All right. Well, we've got a little time to watch them. We'll keep an eye out for all that. David, thanks for taking the time for updating us and everything going on at Del Mar. Best of luck at the meet, and we'll see you soon.
Thanks, John. Anytime.
That was David Jerkins, the racing secretary from Del Mar. We did wrap up the Santa Anita meet, like I said, and then just a couple of things. First of all, hats off to Antonio Frazu, who won the Hollywood portion of the Santa Anita meet, this after suffering a pretty nasty foot injury on opening day coming down the hill when his horse kind of banged off the rail. He ended up catching and beating Armando Ayuso for the title of the Hollywood meet. And also, how about trainer Phil D'Amato? Went wire to wire in the Hollywood meet as far as leading trainer, and he capped it off with an open length win with the venerable Gold Phoenix winning the mile and three quarters San Juan Capistrano. I think that was Gold Phoenix's 10th lifetime stakes win. I'd love to run in 10 stakes races, much less win 10 stakes races. Congratulations to Little Red Feather and their partners and to trainer Phil D'Amato. A tremendous accomplishment. Well, before we take our break, let's get some handicapping in. And if you want to get out right now with the World Cup and everything else going on, we've got the baseball. If you want to get out to the South Point Hotel in Las Vegas, let me give you that number, 866-780-7223. The handicapping sheet I put out, the Lender Report, is there every day for free. Today I did both the early pick five with the Downs After Dark card at Churchill Downs and obviously the full card at Los Alamitos. Let's go to the race number five today at Los Alamitos. In the fifth race, number eight, Running Tiger, barn switch, moves now to the Jesus Yuranga barn. And I like the rider switch to Ricardo Ramirez. He's been aboard for two of this horse's lifetime wins. Draws an outside post. He'll have to catch his stablemate, Rassler. But I think he falls into a good trip. And at 5-1 on the morning line, there's value here. So number eight, Running Tiger, race number five at Los Alamitos is our play today. Let's go ahead and take our first break. When we come back, we'll talk to Bob Mazursky. We'll talk about that Bertrando Stakes at Los Alamitos. And we'll also check in with Bruce Finkelstein. He's based in Las Vegas, but he covers racing across the country. You're listening to Thoroughbred LA here on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Horse racing fans, the Southern California Thoroughbred Circuit continues in beautiful Orange County, where the L.A. County Fair meet at Los Alamitos. Enjoy outstanding daytime racing every Friday through Sunday until July 5th. First post is 1 p.m. Pacific. Every Saturday features a stakes race, including this week's featured Bertrando Stakes. The action heats up on Saturday, June 27th with the Los Alamitos Derby and our on-track handicapping contest, where you can win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Contest rules are at losalamitos.com. Celebrate the first weekend in July with a special Independence Day program on Saturday, July 4th, featuring the Grade 2 $200,000 Great Lady M Stakes. When the sun goes down, the fun continues with weekend day and night doubleheaders. This Sunday night, catch the Grade 1 Ed Burke Memorial Futurity as top juveniles face off, headlined by kindergarten winner Call Me Candela and fastest qualifier Zionsville. Join us Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays through July 5th. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. And for everything Los Alamitos, visit losalamitos.com.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and shoot for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, Farm Motors Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom,
and our new addition to the 2026 breeding season, Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner Almond Joy. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980. That's 510-928-4980. And start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Attention Inland Empire Racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners' premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
G'day, this is Michael Rona, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAS. I wish I could sing
it to you. Oh, and welcome back to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Lindo. Before we bring in Bob Mazursky, let's talk about our cowbred of the week. And we talked about the wrap-up of Santa Anita. They do a number of recognitions as far as trainer, turf horse, older filly, whatnot. The top achievement at Santa Anita this winter was the cowbred Almond Joy winning the Grade 2 Santa Margarita Stakes, coming off of just a one-week turnaround. So congratulations to trainer Aggie Ordonez, owner breeders Jerry Baker and Connie Baker, and their partners Michael Golovko and Terrence Scanlon. A terrific filly, Almond Joy, wins the Grade 2 Santa Margarita at Santa Anita, the top achievement of the Santa Anita meet. To talk about some other group of cowbreds, and that's in the Bertrando Stakes today, let's bring in Bob Mazursky, wearing his publicity hat for the Los Alamitos LA County Fair Thoroughbred meet. Bob, good morning. How you doing?
I'm good, John. How are you?
Doing great. Hey, good start yesterday to the meet. I thought the racing was good. The track was fair. And, you know, before we start handicapping a little bit, you know, we saw Julien Le Perreux make a riding debut in Southern California yesterday. And today, it looks like Joel Rosario is going to be a regular during this meet as well.
Yeah, he's got a lot of mounts today and tomorrow. So, yeah, I think he's going to be making his presence felt here. You know, he's only ridden here once before. He came out in 2019 and rode game winner for Bob Baffert and won the Los Alamitos Derby. That's his only previous appearance at Los Al. So, you know, he's trying to reestablish himself in California. He had a great end of the Santa Anita meet, so I think he's trying to keep the momentum going into Del Mar.
He really did finish off that Santa Anita meet on fire, and looking forward to seeing how he handles that long. The way he rides, I would think that long stretch might be right in his ballpark there. Let's talk a little bit about some handicapping. Is there an angle that you like to use over this one-mile configuration during the daytime Los Alamitos meets?
Well, I think of all the California track, I think it's a horse-for-course track more than any other, and you know, there's sometimes you can ignore form that horses have. Maybe it's coming in out of this Del Mar Santa Anita meet. They get here and they can turn it around if they've run well previously here. I've seen it time and again over the 13 years we've been running here. So I think that's one. And yesterday was, you had to be pretty close yesterday. I didn't see any horses come from way out of it. Horses that were forwardly placed or on lead did very well yesterday. Armando Ayuso got off to a great start winning twice. So that's the main thing to me is the horse for course angle.
And the feature race today is the ninth and final of the Bertrando Stakes. This is for cowbreds. And Phil D'Amato, on paper, has a 1-2 punch in here, Shea Brennan and Speedy Wilson. But the morning line favorite, number 5, Coach Cronin, up in class again, and that's for Bob Hess and Mike Smith. How do you see the Bertrando Stakes?
Well, I picked Speedy Wilson just because I thought his race last time against Big City Lights was very, very good. Big City Lights would be definitely the favorite in here if he was running. But the thing about Speedy Wilson is the only other time he ran two turns, he did not fare well. So that's the question with him. But he just ran well going 7-8, so you wouldn't think the extra eighth would help or hurt him. But until they do it, you don't know for sure. Shea Brennan is proven here. He won the King Glorious as a two-year-old over this track at this distance. None Above the Law won this race 2 years ago when he was trained by George Parabon. And then, as you mentioned, Coach Cronin is razor sharp right now. He's won three in a row and four of his last five. Has shown he could route his last couple races. Last time he was the first time he was running for those New Connections. He was purchased for $80,000 and made his debut for Bob Hess last time. So it's a pretty competitive race. Let's hope it stays as drawn and we get to see a good finale today.
Absolutely. And, you know, None Above the Law coming back off a week layoff off a game win last week. So he's wheeling right back. And you're right. Let's hope it stays as is, because it is, even though it's a six horse field, it's a competitive six horse field. So where do you want to go today for your radio play?
I am going to go to the sixth race today and take number two, Savannah's Big Girl. She's dropping in price, back to sprinting. Her only win came sprinting. I thought in her debut she ran better than looked in her one try over this track. I think she can wear these down late. So number two in race six, Savannah's Big Girl.
So that's race number six at Los Alamitos. Number two, Savannah's Big Girl, 7-2 on the morning line. Jeremy Laprida in the saddle there for Steve Sherman. Race six at Los Alamitos for Bob Mazursky. And all of Bob's picks can be found at todaysracingdigest.com. Bob, we'll let you go. Enjoy the day today, and we'll have some fun watching that Bertrando Stakes.
Sounds good, John. Take care. Good luck to everybody today.
That was Bob Mazursky from Los Alamitos. Let's head out to Las Vegas now and touch base with Bruce Finkelstein from BetOnBruce.com. Bruce, I know, like I do, you enjoyed this Los Alamitos meet.
Yeah, it's a change of venue, which is nice to see. I think it starts a little slow. For me, I've noticed as the days progress, I think the quality gets better. Some horses are still getting, you know, back from their races at Santa Anita, so. For me, the quality is a little off at the beginning, but that's always the case. And I think there's always good gambling here, though. The prices, I think you'll see a fair amount of favorites go down at this meeting, and that's what we're looking for. So, yeah, I definitely look at this practically every year.
Well, I asked Bob Mazursky, and I'll ask you, too, being a longtime handicapper at Los Al, is there a particular angle that you like when you come up here, horses coming in from Santa Anita and wherever else they come in from around the country, and run at Los Alamitos?
Well, Bob, I think, was spot on with his horse for course. It's a unique course, the long straightaway, the funny turn, far turn. So horses do perk up here when they're off form. I'll tell you an angle I like, John, is I don't like horses that have run too much in the last 60 days at Santa Anita. I think it's sort of an afterthought sometimes to run here. I like a more lightly raced horse, say, the last 60 days at Santa Anita. Connections that are looking at this meeting to score, and I think that makes a big, big difference. So that's one of my angles I take a look at.
I think that's a good angle. I like that idea because, like I say, it's a six-month meet at Santa Anita. If you've made, you know, five, six starts there and you wheel in here, you might catch a fresh guy to ambush you. So keep an eye on that. I didn't think of that, and I'm going to write that down, Bruce. Thanks for the heads up. Hey, as far as one guy that we're going to see back at Del Mar, back in the morning right now exercising horses, Umberto Rispoli. And, you know, he had that nasty leg injury with multiple surgeries back from when he was at Gulfstream Park in January, and he is just now getting ready to ride again.
You know, this jockey colony is starting to get better and better with Rispoli coming back. Joel Rosario, Freysou has been a revelation. We have Ayuso. You know, I think there's been some skeptics about the riding colony. Kimura also fairly new to the scene. I think we've got an improving riding colony, which is nice to see. And we have some excellent grass riders with Rispoli coming back. Looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a very highly competitive jockey race at Del Mar.
Yeah, he's been exercising horses. From what I understand, he'll ride a little bit at Ellis Park right before the start of Del Mar, kind of get his legs underneath him, and he'll be ready to go Del Mar opening day. So, and with all the grass racing down at Del Mar, that's perfect for Umberto Rispoli. As far as radio plays, Bruce, we usually get a couple from you. The first one's usually out of state, so I know you do the work at Belmont at Aqueduct. I know you do the work at Churchill. Where do you want to go for your first radio play?
Check out Churchill Downs. Good card there. Solid programs on a daily basis at Churchill. I'm going to take a look at the seventh race, John. This is a 7-furlong non-winners other than on the dirt at Churchill. A horse that I think fits nicely, is coming off a short layoff, is the 2 Colonial Rose. Now, this horse had run at Oaklawn. And what's key about Oaklawn is this. If you're a sprinter, you've got one distance you're going to run at, 6 furlongs. There's nothing at 6.5 or up there. So you have to make a decision. Is your horse a route horse or is he a 6-furlong horse? And I think in the case of Colonial Rose, she is an elongated sprinter. She ran well enough in her last route start at Oaklawn. But if you go back and watch that last race, I mean, Luis Saez was all over her. He rode the hair off of her. She still ran an okay second. John, I think she's better as a late-running one-turn horse. She has a win here at Churchill back in September from off-the-pace, big, powerful off-the-pace score. Even her third-place finish here in late November was achieved over a very speed-favoring track. She gave an okay effort there. I think it's 7 furlongs off the bench. There's a lot of question marks. How many of these horses could last going 7? Not with Colonial Rose. I think they found the sweet spot for her right off the bench. Race 7, the 2, Colonial Rose at 9-2 on the morning line.
So that's Churchill Downs, race number 7, number 2, Colonial Rose, 9-2 on the program. That is Bruce Finkelstein's first selection. And Bruce, how about something at LaSalle for our listeners?
I'm going to check out the 4th race, John. You have a favorite in here who's a use, Roland with Poland. He's a 3-year-old trying older. He's need the lead. He's certainly going to be bet heavily here. If he gets his trip on the lead, so be it. He's going to be tough to catch. But I like the closer in here right above him, the 5, Just Deal. This horse came from way off the pace on May 31st along the rail, did the last 16th of a mile in 5 4/5 seconds, and with a powerful run, got the win that day. He does jump up. I'm hoping there's enough speed. There's some nighttime Los Alamitos runners that are kind of sprinkled in here. Hopefully they can add to the speed. I think this is the horse with the best finish in the race. Maybe got a little confidence builder last out. Race 4, let's go with the closing number 5, Just Deal, at 9-2 on the morning line.
So that's race 4 at Los Alamitos this afternoon. Number 5, Just Deal, 9-2 on the program. That's for Bruce Finkelstein. Bruce, what do you have available today at betonbruce.com?
Full card analysis at Los Alamitos with the last 6 races tonight at Churchill Downs. That's the combo platter with audio included, and also a couple of rolling doubles as our best bets today at Los Alamitos with audio. Again, all at BetOnBruce.
All right, Bruce, we'll let you get going. Best of luck today, both at Churchill Downs and Los Alamitos. We will talk to you next Saturday.
Take care, John.
All right, before we go to our next break, I want to remind everybody, if you missed part of the show and you want to catch it, the replay, you can go to our archives at thoroughbredla.com. We have all the archives from both the Saturday shows and Mike Willman's shows on Sunday. So pick up those replays there, thoroughbredla.com. Let's go ahead and take our next break. When we come back, we'll go talk to John Hardoon of the Ragas and Sheets, and we'll talk Ohio Derby with Scott Shapiro from ExpressBet. You're listening to Thoroughbred LA here on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
AM 830.
For over 50 years, today's Racing Digest has been dedicated to the survival of horse players. Every edition is a handicapping lesson full of key angles and data, exclusive to today's Racing Digest and our customers. Looking for extra help? Go to todaysracingdigest.com and get information each racing day from our stable of handicappers, including Bob Ike, Bob Mazursky, and John Lindo in Southern California. Summer racing includes major races from Del Mar, Saratoga, Monmouth, and Kentucky Downs. Today's Racing Digest has the information you need from tracks all around the country to get you from the starting gate to the finish line.
Purchase your copy of Today's Racing Digest on track at Del Mar or go to todaysracingdigest.com. Set up an account and choose the track you play or the handicapper you follow. It's that simple. Today's Racing Digest, a must for serious handicappers since 1970. Can't make it to Del Mar from downtown San Diego? The Gaslamp Tavern is now open for satellite wagering. Located just blocks from Petco Park, take advantage of the great food and beverage menu while watching and wagering on races across the country, including Del Mar. Post time each day is 10 a.m. Get into the action before walking over to your next Padres game. Group reservations and private parties are welcome, too. The Gaslamp Tavern, 868 Fifth Avenue in San Diego. For more information, log on to GaslampTavern.com or call 619-858-8862. Make sure to say hi to owner Rick Borbo when you cash in your next winning ticket at the Gaslamp Tavern. See you at the Gaslamp Tavern soon. From Santa Anita to Del Mar, to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
And welcome back to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Lindo. And before we talk to John Harjun of the Ragazin Sheets, we've talked about the NTRA and the 2027 National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. Next year's winner of the NHC will receive a first place prize of $1 million. Now, you have to be an NTRA member to participate. So you go to NTRA.com. It'll cost you $50. And there are a number of handicapping contests, both online and on at racetracks around the country. Today's NHC qualifier is online at horseplayers.com. It's a $195 pick and pray qualifier. Two NHC seats guaranteed. So sign up with the NTRA, become a member, and take your shot to join, get into that final contest. Bob Ike is already in. Again, first prize next March, $1 million. Let's go ahead and bring in our next guest. That's John Harjun of the Ragazin Sheets. John, good morning. How you doing?
Good, John. How are you?
Doing fine. We had some sad news, and you're based up in Saratoga. And earlier, you know, over this week, there was a really bad barn fire, and it had a lot of effect on the Saratoga harness situation.
Yeah, it was a terrible thing. I think it was Sunday night. I think it happened. There was a fire in one of the barns, which they actually converted that barn that used to have horses in it, obviously, and they kept golf carts in it, and I guess they were charging or something, but there was an electrical fire. It spread, and 17 horses were killed in a barn next door. The amazing thing is they're literally, the harness track is literally 50 yards from the main track at Saratoga, and next month when all the horses are up here, a lot of horses, they keep at the harness track because, you know, there's just not enough stalls. So, obviously, it could have been a lot worse, but it was a horrific situation. And everyone in this town is rallying around the barn that unfortunately lost all their horses.
That's amazing. And there were no people injured in this fire, correct?
2:30 in the morning, so no, there was people like that's not even around, to be honest with you. But it's an amazing thing, John. You go to sleep and everything is fine. You wake up the next morning and your life is ruined, unfortunately. But that's what happened, and again, a very sad situation.
Well, we're quickly coming to the close, the finality of the Aqueduct Racetrack. We've got this weekend, and we go through next week, and that is it. They are done for good. You got a 10-race card today at Aqueduct, and the feature race today is the Spectacular Bid, and that goes as, is it race number 7 on the card? Have I got that right?
That's correct, but I don't know who decided to name this horse the Spectacular Bid, because this is for New York bred. Spectacular Bid was not a New York horse, was not a New York bred, and he never ran on the turf. But they decided to name the horse the race the Spectacular Bid. So you figure it out, because I'm a little confused.
Well, that being said, there are also 4 late scratches in that race. I was going to have you preview this, but if it's not a race that you're interested in, we can just go to your radio plays. What do you want to look at this race real quick?
No, I don't mind doing it. I like the 4 horse in here, Spirit of New York. This is a 3-year-old gelding who makes his first start as a 3-year-old. Adam Rice, the nephew of Linda Rice, who's been the leading trainer in New York for the last 5 years, is the trainer. Manny Franco aboard to ride. What's the 3-1? You'll probably get a lot shorter than that. But 2 of the late scratches were 20-1 on the morning line, the 1 and 8. And the 10 horse, who was 4-5 on the morning line, was entered for main track only. So you may get 2-1, 5-2. I think it's a fair price if you get it on number 4, Spirit in New York.
So that's number 4, Spirit in New York. That's the 7th race at Aqueduct, the spectacular bid for New York breds. So, you don't make this stuff up, John, I'm telling you.
Well, I don't know who paid for this. Did they stay up at night thinking about this? Obviously, they didn't ask us, John.
Well, isn't the very one like a 5.5 furlong turf sprint at Churchill Downs? And, you know, she was a marathon filly. So there you go.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, we used to get a couple of plays from you. You do Aqueduct, you do Churchill Downs, and you do the Los Alamitos meet. We used to get the first one from out of state. Where do you want to go there?
So let's go to Belmont at Aqueduct and look at race number 5. And I really like the number 7 horse in here, Our Preferred Pal, a 4-year-old filly from the Chris Engelhardt barn, Ruben Silvera aboard to ride. Horses 10-15 with 5 seconds. I don't like playing on horses like that usually. However, the interesting thing about this horse is she's always drawn inside. Her only time she drew outside was 2 starts back when she took from the 6th post that day, and she actually won that race. Well, she's drawn outside again today, 6-1 in the morning line. I like number 7, Our Preferred Pal, to win today's 5th race out of Belmont at the Big 8.
So that's race number 5, Belmont at Aqueduct. Number 7, Our Preferred Play, 6-1 on the program. And that is John Hardoon's first play at Aqueduct. Where do you want to go for your second play, John?
Actually, we're getting the Thistle Downs. And I know Scott Shapiro is doing the Ohio Derby, so I picked another race in there, the 11th race, the race before. So you can take my horse, hook him up with Scott Shapiro's horse, and have a late double. But I really like the number 6 horse in here, Penwa. This is a 5-year-old mare from the Rudy Brissett barn. She ran in this race last year. She went off 30 cents to the dollar. She got beat a zap on the wire. I think she's going to get a better trip in here today. Jamie Torres aboard to ride. You're getting 6-1 on the morning line. Number 6, Penwa, wins today's 11th race out at Thistle Downs in Ohio.
On Ohio Derby Day, John Hardoon goes to Thistle Downs. Race number 11, that's the Lady Jacqueline Stakes. Number 6, Penwa, 6-1 on the program. I like that, John. It'll give us late daily double there when we talk to Scott Shapiro. And what do you have available today at johnhardoon.com?
So we have Belmont at Aqueduct. We have Churchill, which is a night car tonight, 6 p.m. on the East Coast. I guess 3 p.m. for you guys on the West Coast. And, of course, LaSalle Selections. 3 best plays, $10. Full car, $25. And that's that.
Well, I appreciate all the help, John. Go watch the spectacular bid for New York breds today at Aqueduct.
Thanks, John. Stay safe and be well. And you're doing a great job driving solo. Not an easy thing to do.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. That's John Hardoon of the Rags and Sheets. And now let's touch base with Scott Shapiro from ExpressBet. He covers everything all around the country, and we gave him the task of working on the Ohio Derby from us from Thistledown. It's a track that I don't cover usually, so I need all the help I can get. Good morning, Scott Shapiro. How you doing?
Good morning, John Lindo. I'm doing okay. Good to speak with you. And, yeah, I can't say Thistle Down is a track I play a lot, but I know I have more familiarity than you, and when you're willing to admit it that freely multiple times during the week. So we'll see what we can do here. I think we got a pretty competitive race. I did lose my long shot play in the race, though.
Well, like Clint Eastwood said, a man's got to know his limitations. So, you know, that's why you guys are here. I'll write it down and follow along. The 12th race on the card at Thistledown is the Ohio Derby. It's a grade three with a $500,000 purse. Like I mentioned earlier in the show, we've got some California connections. Amicia Jaramillo rides Robusta for Doug O'Neill. Kazushi Kimura's out to ride Trend Center. And Bob Baffert has the morning line favorite. He's got Desert Gate, the Texas Derby winner, out there. And Flavian Pratt picks up the mount there. How do you see this Ohio Derby? And, I think the mile and eighth might make a difference here, Scott.
It very well might, and I think you've got to ask the question about Desert Gate first and foremost, as you usually should with a favorite. I know he's 5-2 and Chip Honcho's 3-1. I think Desert Gate will be much lower than 5-2. And, you know, he's done very little wrong, but you just have to ask yourself why this horse has taken the road kind of Bob Baffert has left traveled over the years. I know it's not one of his biggest ownership groups. It's his old-time owners, you know, Watson, Pegram, and crew. They only spent $260, but not necessarily the approach that any Bob Baffert runners take normally to kind of pick off these lower, you know, easy, quote-unquote, easier purse money for the, you know, what you're running for without the prestige. But they've done that with Desert Gate. I really thought he would have showed up in the Preakness or on Belmont Day at some point, but they kind of ducked the top competition. It's worked for them so far. I just have a hard time backing him when you add the mile and an eighth to the equation, and he really hasn't gotten faster this year than he was as a two-year-old. So I've got to look elsewhere. I was looking at Xenol just because it's been interesting watching how Jonathan Thomas has entered this horse out of that fourth-place effort out by you at Santa Anita. This is the second stakes now this horse has entered in, and he really didn't do any running until 10 days ago. I'm not sure of the deal. I've just been following him, and I just have to assume there's more to him than we've seen on the track. But, you know, Chip Honcho is the obvious other horse in here, and I could see if he drifts up from 3-1 why someone would be attracted. But a couple other horses. Trendsetter is interesting to me coming out of the Lexington and Peter Pan. Not an overwhelming horse, but might be sitting on his best race. And then Robusta, the California horse. He has two races that I'm willing to toss, mostly because I don't think he's good and fast enough to compete in the Kentucky Derby when he was in the far outside. And then he didn't have the trippy once, not making the front in the Preakness and being down on the inside. I don't know how good he is. He only has that one big race in the San Felipe. But he's going to make the lead here under Jaramillo unless something doesn't go right. And I think he could stick around at a price. So Robusta is kind of a key horse for me, but I do think one of the logicals is going to win.
Well, that's worth sticking around and watching. 20-1 on the morning line. Number two, Robusta, is Scott Shapiro's selection in the Ohio Derby. Scott, I know, again, you look around the country. Where do you want to go for your official radio play?
Yeah, you know, I'm going to go, I don't like to do this normally, but I was prepared to do it, and I had to take on John Hardoon, Lady Jacqueline, and the Lady Jacqueline, which is the other state race on the card, or the other non state bred stakes race, $250,000. I like the two Nerazzurri in here for Mark Cassie. Been freshened up after two efforts against much better grade one competition. Came back too quick, I thought, in the La Troyenne. You get Pratt, you get a freshened up horse and an inside draw. I like number two Nerazzurri at 7-2 in race 11 at Thistledown, taking on my friend John Hardoon.
Well, we can use both your horse and John's horse and tie them up in daily doubles to Robusta at 20-1. If we're alive, I'll take my chances. So that's the 11th race today. The Lady Jacqueline at Thistle Downs, number two, Nerazzurri, 7-2 on the morning line with Flavian Pratt aboard. That's Scott Shapiro's official radio play. Scott, thanks for taking the time working on Thistle Down for us here on Thoroughbred LA, and we will talk to you next Saturday.
All right, John, enjoy your afternoon. Enjoy your weekend.
Appreciate it. That was Scott Shapiro. Before we take our break, let's give a heads up to where you can play if you can't get out to Los Alamitos today for live racing. A lot of places you can go. If you're down here in San Diego near me in Carlsbad, the Paddock on 5th and the Gaslamp Tavern, 868 5th Avenue in San Diego. If you're in San Clemente, you have the OC Tavern, 2369 El Camino Real Road in San Clemente. If you're up in the Inland Empire, you've got the Derby Room, Bob Ike's favorite place, and they're waiting to serve you. They're ready to go. And, you know, you can go to Santa Anita, too. They're open for simulcasting. So a lot of places to go to find your way to a wagering window in Southern California. Let's go ahead and take our final break. When we come back, we're going to talk to the hottest handicapper on the show, Michael Rona, and he's got a change in scheduling for Los Alamitos Under the Lights and some big racing tomorrow night there. So we'll talk a lot about Los Alamitos nighttime racing when we come back on Thoroughbred LA here on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Radio.
AM 830.
Planning your visit to Del Mar? Make sure to include dinner at the Pamplemousse Grill for a guaranteed winner. Casual yet elegant, Pamplemousse Grill offers quality food that delights all the senses. Chef Jeffrey Strauss invites you to try his many creations from his tenure as executive sous chef and executive chef at Glorious Food. Private dining is available for your group in one of two intimate dining rooms after you celebrate in the Del Mar Winner's Circle. For reservations, log on to pgrill.com or go to opentable.com. Here's a hot tip. On Sunday nights, make sure you try the paella or the spaghetti dinner and choose from a total of 1,500 bottles of wine. Come to where the owners, trainers, and jockeys play after the races. See you at the Pamplemousse Grill, 514 Via De La Valle, right across the street from the backstretch at Del Mar. The Pamplemousse Grill.
Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern. Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events. Never miss a big race and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. Big thrills are in store with another exciting night of quarter horse and thoroughbred racing. And coming up is the final of the Ed Burke Memorial Futurity on Sunday, June 21st, led by fastest qualifier Zionsville and kindergarten winner Call Me Candela. And night racing's best bets are here, the early and late pick four. The early pick four pools can be over $190,000. And our $10,000 Pick 6 promo every Sunday night will either feature a carryover or add $10,000 to the Pick 6 pool. Racing fans, we're open daily with top simulcast action from around the country, including the day program at Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, and more. Great racing and great wagering opportunities are always here. Don't forget, free live streaming of our racing programs is always available at Los Alamitos. The Ed Burke Memorial Final, Sunday, June 21st. Great racing, always at Los Alamitos.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Does anybody really know? Is anybody really care?
Welcome back to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Lindo. Bob Eich will be back with me next Saturday. As far as today, if you're playing the races, you can bet with confidence when you use the new Daily Racing Form All Access Pass Performances. With one of the best-in-class products, you now get all three PP formats. That includes DRF Classic, Formulator, which we talk about all the time, and Timeform US. Access the most trusted information in horse racing with DRF All Access PPs. Go to DRF.com and try them out today. One guy who doesn't need him, he's been doing it all on his own. How about Michael Rona gave us his third straight week with a winner last week here on Thoroughbred LA with Recuperate at $8.40 under the lights at Los Al. That's three straight winners, all non-favorites. Michael, you've been seeing the ball, but you're not going to give us a winner tonight at Los Alamitos, are you?
No. It's a little strange, almost surreal, coming into the Thoroughbred meet without a nighttime doubleheader. But we'll just race this afternoon at Los Alamitos, John. Tomorrow is day and night, featuring the Ed Burke Memorial Futurity with a purse of about $1 million.
It's a fantastic card tomorrow night. Three stakes races. You mentioned the Ed Burke Memorial, which will go as the eighth and final on the Sunday night card. You've got the Vandy Flash Handicap, goes as race number six, and the Ed Burke Memorial Juvenile. That's for some of those two heroes who didn't quite make the cut into the final of the Ed Burke Memorial Futurity. So it lines up as a terrific card. We may not be able to get a pick out of you on the Saturday with no racing tonight at Los Alamitos, but let's take a look at that Ed Burke Memorial Futurity. What did you think of the trials, and who do they have to beat?
I think it's a very evenly matched group, and that's reflected in Ed Burgard's morning line, where he has the fastest qualifier, number five Zionsville, as a very tepid 7-2 favorite. There are many ways you could go. Zionsville is undefeated, two starts for two wins. It's not the only undefeated horse in the field. There's a long shot drawn next door, number four, the atrociously named CVFDD Dynasty Shan. Not a name I enjoy trying to spit out, John, especially in the heat of quarter horse action. But anyway, he's 2-2 and he's 15-1, and he's got some chance. Probably the way I would lean is number nine, Friend Indeed, who's 6-1, raced very well in his first two starts from the outside post. And in his trial, he had gate two. He was tight early, was a good game second with a strong gallop out. And I like this post draw for him, one from the outside. At 6-1, I think he's a fair price, and he's probably the way I would lean. But honestly, there's plenty of other ways you could go. Number two, MP Jess Rockin, was bet as if unbeatable in the trial win. Huge money poured in for that horse, who went off favorite and won very impressively. You've got the Kindergarten Futurity winner, Call Me Candela, sitting out in post position 10. And Fulton's number six is a very promising horse who just takes a few strides to muster pace, which is worrisome. But if he gets a clear late crack at them, Faultless number six could definitely mow them down, and he's a horse for later in the season, definitely. And, mate, I could have missed the winner in mentioning four or five horses. But put me on number nine, Friend Indeed, at 6-1 in a very competitive renewal of the $1 million grade one Futurity at the end of tomorrow night's card. By the way, MP Jess Rockin, the horse I just mentioned, was heavily supported in the trial win, is out of Cartel Jess Rockin, who won the 2019 $2 million Futurity. Same dam as the favorite, or one of the favorites in the seventh race, the Consolation. Jess won Famous Eagle, number two in the seventh race tomorrow night. They're out of the same dam. And that horse in the seventh tomorrow was very unlucky, in my opinion, not to make the big dance, and should be pretty tough to beat in the seventh. And that Vandy's Flash Stakes that you mentioned for the three-year-olds, race six tomorrow night, sees the return to action of Fireworks Over Paris, who was stakes placed twice last season as a two-year-old, including in the Kindergarten Futurity, brings a bullet work to the party for his three-year-old debut. So a lot of interest in the reappearance of Fireworks Over Paris, number four, in race six tomorrow night. It's a very good card.
You got to remember, no racing tonight with no pick six carryover. We're already going to put $10,000 in that pick six pool on Sunday night. And Michael, with an eight race card during the day tomorrow, I'm going to assume we're going to start a little earlier for the night card tomorrow night.
Yeah, first post is 5:40 tomorrow.
Very good. I'll let you get going. Enjoy the day. We'll be listening to you this afternoon. And you know what? Take the night off on us.
Thanks, mate. I can have a drink straight after calling the Bertrando State. How about that?
That works, Michael. Best of luck.
I wrote it.
That was Michael Rohn. I want to thank everybody for joining us, Elliot and Christian in the studio. Great job, guys. Mike Willman here from 8 to 10 tomorrow morning. You're listening to Thoroughbred LA. If you missed it, go to thoroughbredla.com and catch us on the archives. Good luck, everybody.